Next, we turn to an Olympics of a different sort. The National Senior Games are underway in Louisville, Kentucky. The competitors, much like the Olympic torch, have a fire that doesn't seem to burn out. An estimated 12,000 athletes over the age of 50 are competing in track and field, swimming, bike racing, and yes, even shuffleboard. One of these athletes is 95-year-old Marnie Evans of Wilson, Louisiana. She's hoping to set new records in the 95 to 100-year-old bracket in shot put, discus, and javelin. Marnie Evans joins us from her home. Welcome to the program. You must be a pretty strong lady.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be a part of that. I've been doing a part of it ever since we started.
And when was that?
In 1987.
How did you become interested in these events, the shot put, the javelin, the discus?
Well, I was doing the track events, the running long jump and 100, 200, and 400 dashes. And I pulled so many hamstrings, my legs just beat out on me, so I had to find something else to do. And in training my lab retrievers, I found that I could throw a good bit because I had to throw things out in the pond for them to bring in. So I said, well, maybe I'll try that.
Mrs. Evans, how did you go from, you know, tossing sticks to your Labrador retrievers to learning how to toss the javelin?
Well, I have to throw things for the retriever to go and bring it back. And for a while, I did not do the javelin. I just did the shot put and discus because we had to take the javelin with us, and I didn't want to be bothered with that on my flight, so I didn't do it. And then my buddies locally said, oh, come on and do it. You do the other things, you can do that. I said, no, it's not the fact that I don't want to do it. It's the fact I don't want to care, be bothered with that long thing on the way. But the games decided to finish those, so I did go for it.
How far can you throw the javelin today?
Well, not too far. I can make 27 feet. I've been trying to go for 30, but I haven't made it.
What about the shot put?
Shot put, I think my record was 17, and now I'm doing 12 and 13.
How many people do you think you'll be competing against?
Ah, not very many from 95 to 100. That's the bracket I'm in. I've been with two others in the 90 to 94 group, but they are behind me a couple of years, so I don't know of any competition, but I hope I have because it's no fun if you don't have competition.
What was it like growing up there in Louisiana as a little girl? Were you athletic then?
Yes. I grew up with a bunch of boys, so I did everything the boys were doing, and I had to be pretty good or they wouldn't let me.
What kinds of things did you all do?
Everything that country people do. We'd go swimming in the creek. We'd ride horses all day long. We would, when we get 12 years old, we'd start shooting, and we'd play ball. We'd make our own balls out of a hickory nut or a pecan or something so hard like that and wrap it with string. I don't know what I always grew up doing whatever the boys did, so I guess that's why I got athletic. I didn't like being inside and playing with dolls.
And still don't?
No. I still do my hunting and fishing. Almost all the same thing. As I say, I do the same thing. I never quit doing it because I didn't have to, but see, you can't find anybody to play with. All my age gone.
Well, we wish you all the luck at the senior games.
Okay, it's been fun talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Marnie Evans will be competing next week in the National Senior Games, already underway in Louisville, Kentucky. She joined us from her home in Wilson, Louisiana.